Live and local on 92.3 FM Talk in Smith and Mason Valley, 99.1 FM Talk, and 99.1FMTalk.com.
It's John Potter with Jay Biggs. Our phone number 775-884-9910. I have lived most of my life in northern Nevada. I have never seen or heard about so many crashes and accidents, as you may call them, in my life. People are constantly running red lights. Jay and I were just talking about what happened to the lines in the streets. You can't even find the lines in the streets, especially when it's dark and especially when it's raining. And of course, the winter storms must have created some packed body shops here in town. And by the way, we have over 100 body shops in Reno. What does that tell you?
Well, we need one with five stars on the show because we have to have five-star body shops on. And we're talking about Nacho's Auto Body this morning. And also in the studio with us is Kevin Reaney, one of our good friends of the show from Reaney Insurance here in town. And so we kind of wanted to outline with you two guys here what happened with my situation, my car accident back in January, and what the process was kind of, and what folks can expect when they are involved in an accident. Here in, you know, the Reno Sparks area, and they have to get in touch with their agent and then their auto body shop. We just want to make sure everything is kind of outlined for them because it's a lot. It really is. When something happens, like, for instance, with me, my accident happened where I just thought it was a piece of snow in the road. Turns out being an ice break, like just a big chunk of ice. And I hit it square on, and it was nighttime, so I had to get towed and figure all that kind of stuff out. But past there, it's a whole process. So luckily, thank God, I've got good friends in high places like Kevin over here who can help me out and kind of point me in the good direction, what to go. But guys, tell us a little bit about what exactly has to happen from start to finish. Kevin, with you being the insurance agent, Nacho, with you being the auto body guy, what is the process once you've had an accident here in Northern Nevada, past calling the police, obviously, if you're injured or something like that? Kevin, why don't I have you start because you're the first person I called.
Yeah, Jay, what you said about calling the police, absolutely, you want to do that first if you can. They won't usually come out unless someone's injured. If it's property damage only, they won't take the time to come out and do it. But right, if anyone's injured, they will come out. But normally the process is when there's an accident, you can either call the agent or you can call the carrier directly on an 800 line they provide on your insurance card. To get the process going, you want to find a body shop. You do have the choice to go wherever you would like. And the company has recommendations on body shops that they've done business that they believe are going to probably do the work to its best they can.
Right.
And so you always want to get pictures, no matter what, as many as you can, of the damage, of the other person's information. Obviously, I urge people to take a picture of their license, registration, and the damage to both cars, and where it took place and everything around, whether there's stoplights or anything. Try to get as many as you can because this helps when you call your adjuster who works for the carrier. The adjuster is going to ask you questions, and if you have pictures, they're going to want you to upload them to them and then get an estimate such as from Nacho or anyone.
Right.
And Nacho does the estimate, and he reports to the carrier to what he thinks needs to be done to the car. They answer back, yes, this does. No, this doesn't need it, but it usually can go on back and forth between an auto body and an insurance company quite a while.
Yeah, in months, in fact, right?
Yes.
Yeah, well, Nacho, welcome to the show, sir. Thank you for coming on this morning. And so, you know, when I just said that, you know, it can take months. Is that the major problem you're seeing, like when you have a car come in, you're waiting on parts now? Because, I mean, obviously there was a car shortage when COVID happened. This is not going to be the same problem. You're waiting more so on parts than like computer chips and stuff like that, right?
Thanks, James. Yes, that's one of the facts. But, you know, also what really right now is happening is, you know, the weather is being very cold and snowing.
Uh-huh.
And that makes also hard for us to get parts from Sacramento, because
right,
most of the parts come from California. And
they don't come on a plane. They get shipped over on a truck, which is probably stuck in the snow.
and you know what? Sometimes they close the freeway.
Yep.
And, you know, the drivers get stuck on the mountains. And
Right. So a bunch of different things can happen, basically.
Jay brought up the parts issue. I actually heard somebody giving advice to somebody who was looking for a car, and they said, you should get a used car because it's harder to get parts for the new cars. Is that true?
You never know. There is some of them that, even though they're like 2010, sometimes it's get harder to get parts because, so I believe the dealerships, they only offer parts for so many years. So before that, I don't know if they stopped making those parts or when you have to go after market, but also that is an issue right now most of the times.
Yeah, that's and that can cost people lots, because if you think about it, even like with me, right? Luckily, my car repair was minor enough. It got done in a month. So, and first of all, thank you guys for getting that done for me, because, man, if I had to be down much longer, I don't really know what I would have done financially. We're talking like I do Uber through the day, so the car is my money, at least half of it. Radio, thank God, I was able to do some of that from broadcasting from home and whatnot. But some folks, if you get in an accident, your car's down. I've heard some people tell me that their car's out for 3 months, 4 months. I had a friend recently who had an issue happen. He took it over to, I think it was Corwin Ford or something. His car sat in the back for 4 months next to the freeway until he finally saw it and said, I'm just going to go in there and be like, hey, what's going on?
And so the insurance company has to spend for a rental car in the meantime, and that is something else that pushes the insurance rates up. People are constantly confused. I have a perfect driving record, and every 2 years they raise my insurance rates. This is part of the reason why. And also the abhorrent behavior of some drivers that I am seeing constantly going over the speed limit in neighborhoods, school zones, everything. Rant's over.
Yeah, you're banging the desk. He's getting angry.
I have one more issue. I have one more issue. Kevin, why did you not bring your beautiful wife here? Very disappointed.
She's actually at work today training, so she tell wanted
her,
to come. But
tell her I said hi.
I knew you'd be upset.
John, that is funny. Well, you know what? So listen, whenever somebody gets involved in an accident, it's a lot of unknown. And I think the thing is that thank God I know you, Kevin, is the way I feel about it, because I would have felt like a number, if that makes any sense. Because if you don't know the right people or you don't know the process or anything, it kind of can be scary and a little overwhelming, because you're forced with, you don't know how long this is going to go, so your financial situation may or may not change. And then out of nowhere as well, you got to contact a bunch of people, which if they don't know you, they're not going to help to push things a little bit faster for you. And it's just, you're another number at that point. So when you talk about people that are like 2-3 months without their cars, that's scary. I mean,
Well, and also, a lot of people don't realize this. I get a lot of customers that complain that their car's been in the shop for several months. Rental car reimbursement on insurance policies only lasts for a month. So after that, you're on your own.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. Okay, so that's even with the best of policies.
Any policy. The most they offer is a month of coverage. Or whatever comes first. If you buy $30 a day, they'll max it out at $900, which comes usually to a month.
Oh, boy.
We were talking before we went on the air. You said something about California. What was that?
Oh, they're in a world of hurt with the home issues and the flooding and all that right now. I'm having literally 5 to 10 customers a month getting a cancellation on their homeowner's insurance because they got, like I spoke about before, the drone flew by and took a movie of their roof, and there's things they didn't like, missing tiles, just lack of caring, and people are getting these cancellations, and I have nowhere to put them because every one of the companies is doing it. So
those darn drones. Yeah. I just had a company fly a drone over my house because I was checking out. I have a roof leak, of course, and one company that I wanted an estimate from already had the estimate and everything. Didn't have to look at it. They sent the drone over, and the drone detected where the roof. I don't know how they do it.
It's come a long way.
You know what? Hey, hold on.
I didn't even know a drone
here
was over my house.
Can Reno's Reno Insurance Agency, Nacho's Body, Can you guys maybe hook up and be the first ever company that duos up and has drones that flies out to the accident and gives the actual I mean, think about that. If you have the accident, you get home, you already got an email with the estimate from Nacho's Auto Body.
That would add to headaches.
I could imagine it would be. Well, we do have some more insurance questions for you, Kevin, here in just a moment. We're going to touch on, because lots going on, not only homes, but also the Teslas and all that kind of good stuff.
Yeah.
But real quick, I did want to, Nacho, your son, I did want to have you actually come on with us this morning. Obed, your son, who basically grew up in the auto body business with you as well. Thank you, and welcome to the show, Obed, this morning. And so I kind of wanted to talk to you guys about the auto body industry right now. I mean, like, how long has Nacho's Auto Body been in business? Why don't you talk about that first?
We've been in business since the beginning of 2008.
Okay. To 2008? What got you involved? Were you working for an auto body company before that and just decided to do your own thing? Or
I used to work back in the 90s, and then I kind of retired from the painting, and I went to sell cars, but something calls me back to the paint business.
Right. Well, it's probably you were sitting in there and you noticed all the auto body deficiencies on things, and you're like, I know that one's had work, that one's had work, that one's had work. You can probably do that, right? You could spot it. Which is crazy. So, Obed, how old are you, man?
I'm 21.
21. Okay, so you grew up in the auto body business, basically, and around cars and whatnot. That's a passion for you. So I got to ask you, is the eventual plan one day you're going to take over the business?
Yeah, that's the plan.
That's awesome, man. I mean, we're talking a family business right here, you know, Nacho's Auto Body. You guys have 5 stars on your reviews, which is great for an auto body business. Not a lot of places have that on Google, which I think is really cool. So tell me, as far as auto body, what do you guys think that makes you stand out versus the other places?
Well, we are not perfect, but, we try to do our best.
Right.
And, you know, sometimes we try to exceed our customers' expectations, you know, but like I said, sometimes it doesn't seem like it, but we at least try our best.
Well, yeah. And we'll see. That's the thing, is you got so many cars out there. You know, like when you go to your lot, for instance, it's the whole thing is packed, which I think almost all auto body shops are like that right now just because of the weather and how it's been recently. But, I mean, you've got a lot on your plate because you've got a whole crew over there. I got to say, I'm pretty impressed, because when I went over there, you had guys that were like doing the painting on the bumpers. You had one dude that was like moving cars. One guy was like doing stuff in the office. I mean, like, so you got a whole giant operation going on over there, but it takes like the family, I'm sure, to do it, because like I said, if you got 50 or 60 cars, I'm sure it's somewhere around that that's sitting out in front of your shop, then you've got to kind of like have dialogue between all the different insurance companies and all the paperwork, and you got to figure out these parts and people coming in and out and a lot of moving parts for this. Obed, I gotta ask you, I mean, you're 21 and you're pretty much a business owner, you know, in a way. I mean, what are you seeing as far as like for the industry, troubles that might be coming in the future for you guys, as far as like, do you see more like maybe AI or something coming in versus like you guys doing hands-on stuff? Are you seeing like a movement in that? Are you looking at like progressing things as far as Nacho's Auto Body in the future for that?
Well, we've been looking into getting like actual certifications from dealerships. That's something that came up recently, where we get certifications, for example, like Tesla.
Uh-huh.
You know, now body dealerships prefer to send their cars to dealership certified body shops.
Right.
So that's something that we want to expand. For example, Tesla, we've tried getting their certification to be a Tesla certified auto body shop.
Uh-huh.
That way we get all the Teslas from Tesla to our shop.
That would be nice.
Or be certified to even like buy parts, for example. To buy parts from Tesla, you got to be certified. To do their work, they want you to be certified. And that's the same thing with like Hyundai, Ford, Jeep.
So you're not, you currently, do you work on Teslas at all? It's just private?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Private.
Okay, yeah, I was thinking it probably doesn't go through an insurance company then. Okay. All right, well, that makes a lot of sense. So, hey, I got to tell you, if you land those accounts and you get all that certified, that's like guaranteed income, man. That's wonderful for you and your family. I mean, I think this is so cool that you're passing it down, you know, through the years. So are you the only family member that works there? Is there other family? Is it just you and your dad? Or?
Well, it's my dad, me, and my younger brother, Brad.
Oh, your younger brother, Brad. Mm-hmm. Okay, nice. How many employees do you have in total over there? It's got to be like 20, huh?
About 14
or so.
Yeah.
Do you guys have any knowledge of this thing with the Hyundais and the Kias being easy to steal? Kevin does, right? All right. Let's talk about that, if they've fixed that problem. And Kevin's also going to give us some news of where your insurance bill is headed. That's coming up. And our phone number is 775-884-9910.
That is right. So Nacho's Auto Body, where are you guys located one more time?
1675 Ormond Court, Reno, Nevada, 89502.
And that's going to be the best place to kind of tell you is that square block where the old cash and carry that's been turned, it's been tore down now. I think you got a brand new Maverick going in right there next to your shop.
That's the plan.
And the old Susie's was right there, too. So that's kind of the area to know, Glendale and Kitsky. Glendale and Kitsky area. So go and check them out. It's Nacho's Auto Body. We're going to be right back here. It is the weekend, live and local with John and Jay, each and every Saturday, 9 to noon, on 99.1 FM Talk at Smith & Mason Valley's 92.3.
On an Android? Get the app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
Online with the free app and on air at 99.1 and 92.3 FM.
It is the weekend with John Potter and Jay Biggs each and every Saturday morning, 9 to noon, right here, 99.1 FM Talk, Smith & Mason Valley's 92.3. Our phone number, if you have any questions, 775-884-9910.
We're talking with Kevin Reaney, Reaney Insurance Company, and also Nacho's Auto Body, which I assume you don't. We were just talking about estimates off the air. I assume you don't charge for estimates, do you? You don't charge for those.
No, we don't.
What is this new and growing thing where companies and specialists are charging for estimates now? You don't do it, but more and more places are. I mean, we're talking roofers and everything. Just to get an estimate can run, from my quotes I've heard, $300 on a roof leak.
Yeah.
Don't do it, okay?
No, and what they tell you... That you're exactly right, John. They do charge. A lot of places I know in California charge for estimates, whether it be car or home. And what they tell you is whatever you pay for the estimate, they'll put that towards the work if they do it.
Okay. Here's one company. I'm not going to name it. They will credit the money I pay for the estimate on a new roof. But if it's just a roof repair, no.
Right.
They don't.
Right.
That's a very disheartening thing to see. I mean, we haven't seen that in Nevada, in Reno, at all.
Well, didn't you just say you got a gift certificate for $100 on a roof?
Yeah, that'll go
which
a long
I think
way.
Has got to be that's like, that's not even a long tax. Way. Yeah, I was going to say, that's one tile, dude.
And in terms of money, too, Kevin, and insurance, okay, the rates keep going up. Computers are making things so more efficient. One person at the computer doing what five people used to. You would think the rates would drop for that reason.
No. Like I said before, insurance is inflation-driven, just like anything else. Some of these numbers are staggering. One of the biggest things that's going on right now is the catalytic converters. And there was over 153,000 catalytic converters stolen in the United States just in 2022 so far.
Yikes.
And it's ongoing, and these things can go anywhere from being installed. The part itself can go anywhere from $1,500 to $3,000. I've seen claims up to $6,000 and $7,000 with it installed. Nacho was telling me outside.
Wait a minute. A catalytic converter,
yes.
$6,000 to $7,000?
That's a lot of meth to steal.
Get out of here.
The inside of the catalytic converter is palladium, rhodium, and platinum, and these... There's enough in there, depending on the age of the catalytic converter, to get it melted down to where these guys are getting $1,400 a piece for them. Wherever they're turning them in, I think they should start getting that cracking down on these people.
I was going to say. Well, they have that program
we
now.
We were born way too late.
They have a program now, RPD, I think, or Washoe County, where you can get your catalytic converter painted yellow. It's like a yellow-based paint.
Right.
And that way they can trace it and whatnot. But, hey, let's just give a hypothetical. How about a catalytic converter? If someone were to steal that out of your car, is that an insurance claim?
It is.
Okay, so you call you,
yes.
Right? And let's do a hypothetical process here. Let's say Nacho's Auto Body is going to replace the catalytic converter in a car for somebody, what's the process? They're going to call you, and then how does it go from there?
Well, the quickest way is everyone should have their insurance card in their car. There's an 800 toll-free number to the carrier at first. If you can call me, but it's just going to make the process longer. Call the insurance company at your 800 line right away. Get the process going before. I mean, you can go get an estimate, but call right away, because normally if you wait on and call, well, I'll just call the next day or two or whatever, stories turn around overnight. You
right.
can go from being not at fault to at fault, and I've seen it happen 99% of the time when someone figures, I don't want this accident on my record for 3 years. I'm going to say he hit me. There was no witnesses. So you got to get it, and then they'll record it. They'll do a recorded statement, get it to the carrier right away. Then go get your estimate from Nacho or whoever. And then it makes it quicker, the process, because you'll have an adjuster that works right with Nacho right away, one-on-one.
Right.
Get it reported right away.
Now, Obed, what's the so basically when someone contacts you guys and says, hey, I've made the claim already and stuff, what happens from there? You just ask them to bring the car in, or they tow it in, or how does it go for there for you guys?
Well, depending on how the vehicle is, we would like them to come and drop off the vehicle at the shop. However, as long as they have the claim number, if they have an estimate from the insurance, or whether it be our estimate, and they got the okay from the insurance company, and that we're able to start the work, then yeah, bring it in, and we'll take all their information, their insurance information, mm-hmm. and if there's an adjuster already working on it, we'll get his or her information and just get working from there.
Right, someone like Kevin. Which in that process, like we said before, it's never guaranteed. That's the thing with auto body shops, is that it can go 1 week, it can go 1 year. You know, it just really kind of depends on the manufacturer and the product that you're trying to get and what exactly it is you're trying to get. You know, I don't really know if there is necessarily a different kind of vehicle or anything that's harder to get the parts for or not, like we kind of touched on earlier. Some newer cars, you know, it's easier to get the parts because they're newer and being manufactured. Some older cars, it's hard to find the parts because they're not being manufactured. But then again, some cars are Everlast. It seems like Hondas, like 2000 Hondas, you can get everything for them. So I don't know, man. I just think it's very important for folks to know what the process is, I believe, because like myself, I've never had a major crash. And I wouldn't even consider what I had a major crash, but it was major enough that it put me out of business for a month. But I think it's important for folks to really understand how just even something as little as what I did with hitting the iceberg can put you out of commission for as long as it does, and what the process is. You don't understand. When you don't have your car for a month or longer, wow. I mean, you're talking having to do public transport or Uber or get rides from people or walk places. You know, like your life changes. And like Kevin said, even if you have the best insurance policy and you're paying the most top dollar, you're still only going to get 1 month of coverage on a car. So it's kind of a situation where I felt like people needed to know exactly what they're facing and what they're looking forward to as far as this. But Obed, once again, can you please give us your address where you're at?
The address is 1675 Ormond Court, Reno, Nevada, 89502.
Okay, and what's your telephone number over there at Nacho's?
It is 775-636-0341.
Since 2008. I can't believe it, man. He's been doing it over there. And Obed's going to be taking over the prodigy of Nacho's Auto Body. I want to thank you, Nacho, for coming in this morning, of course. Big thank you to you, man, because it's been really cool having you on. I've been talking to you for like a good almost month now, saying we need to get you on. We want to have you on at the same time with Kevin. And thank God Kevin's feeling better. He's been feeling under the weather recently. You're looking good, though, man. have you been taking some time off and doing some things for yourself and all this?
No, I wish, but
you need
we
to,
will.
Man. Yeah, when all this clears up, maybe you do a family vacation. Do something fun. Go do something for yourselves. But no, seriously, thank you for coming on this morning, guys. It really means a lot to have you on. And anything else in the future, of course, if there's something that needs to be addressed, by golly, get a hold of us. We're going to have you on here.
Thank you, James.
Okay. All right, folks, we're going to be right back here. It is time now for bottom of the hour news time with Fox. John?
Yes.
It's live and local.
Yes.
Every Saturday morning with us, 9 to noon on 99.1 FM Talk, Smith & Mason Valley's 92.3.
99.1. 92.3 is FM Talk. There is.
Hello there, John Potter with Jay Biggs. Just talking to insurance agent Kevin Rainey, and I had to ask about all the flooded homes in California. And unfortunately, I guess most are not covered. You have to get a separate flood insurance policy.
Yeah.
And so
and he was talking about rock slides and mudslides being an act of God. I mean, like, what do you do if you're in, like, because you think about these people, especially Southern California. There's tons of rock slides and stuff that go on through those areas after it rains. And then they had that record-breaking snow as well up in the mountains where people were getting stuck up there. So you can only imagine.
Well, people assume that their home insurance covers that. No, it's a separate issue, which you got to purchase. Flood insurance.
Right.
All right. Thanks, guys, for coming out. Also, interesting comment about our previous guests, the 20th Century Club, which is selling a cookbook to raise money to buy scholarships for nursing students. And somebody wrote me, let me see if I can find it online here, that there is a book, they bought it, I guess, an Elvis cookbook.
It's like all fried peanut butter and banana sandwiches.
It's called Are You Hungry Tonight? It has his picture on the cover, this Elvis cookbook. I don't think Elvis had recipes. And if he did, they were very simple, right? They have to be his mama's. So I did a search, and yeah, it's there at Amazon. But there's a cookbook, folks, for everybody. There's one I saw for rockers called Dark Side of the Spoon. You know, Dark Side of the Moon?
Uh-huh.
And this is for rock and rollers. Dark Side of the Spoon, for real. And did you know Snoop Dogg put out a cookbook, and it's called From Crook to Cook.
It's like the main ingredient, weed.
But once again, a plug for the 20th Century Club cookbook, which I'm sure
has no cannabis in any
This group started in 1894, and it sounds like a wood-burning stove cookbook, but it's got the old and the new in it. So check them out online. They spell out their name, by the way. They don't use the number. 20th Century Club.
Well, I do like how they have in the book the recipes. Like, they start from 1907, so they look old even.
Oh, I know.
Just when you start reading them, it's like, man, this is something like my great-great-grandma would have made.
I know.
Anyways, maybe your great-grandma. Anyway. Anyway, man. So, well, it's been a fun show this morning. We have a lot of interesting guests, good information that's come out. We've had some good callers as well, so I think it's a really cool thing that
phone number, by the way, 775-884-9910 is our number. What are y'all taking pictures of? Would you get
they're doing the paparazzis here.
Oh gosh,
yeah, they're
they got me looking bad. We're going to take a final look at news and comment, all local news up next, but if you have something to call about and say. Yes, that's our phone number, 775-884-9910. Listen,
right.
The ladies brought me a cookbook. What did you bring us?
Kevin,
you didn't even bring your beautiful wife. Get out of here.
Yeah, this guy. He's gonna catch it all the way home. Anyway.
Take a break, and we'll be back for our final segment.
That's right. It's live and local on the weekend with John and Jay right here. 99.1 FM Talk. Smith & Mason Valley's 92.3 FM News Talk. Time is 11:42.
On an iPhone? Get our app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
It is the weekend with John Potter, Jay Biggs, right here, 99.1 FM Talk, Smith & Mason Valley's 92.3, and I want to encourage you to go check out the podcast. Underneath the drop-down, just click podcast at 991fmtalk.com so you can listen back anytime.
Aren't you happy we never talked about the Oscars? Not once.
Yeah.
Now, I have something to say about it. I mean, I saw six of the Best Picture nominees. Actually, 2 days ago, I saw The Whale, where Brendan Fraser won the Oscar for Best Actor.
Uh-huh.
And powerful stuff, really. For folks who saw The Whale know what I'm saying when I say, oh, I wanted to strangle that granddaughter. But he deserved that Best Actor Oscar by far. Incredible. The movie works more as a play than a movie, honestly, because it's all taken place in his sad little apartment. But what's the last movie you saw, and would you recommend it? Jay says, Jay just told me he saw the remake of a Scary Movie.
Yeah, Scary Movie. It's like a comedy twist on scary movies. It takes a bunch of different ones and gives like a comedy twist. I don't know. It was dumb.
Why remake that?
Yeah.
Where are the movies that, you know, you if it shows up on the screen in the middle of it or wherever, you've seen it before and you just can't leave it. You have to watch it every time you stumble across it on television. Movies like Young Frankenstein or Tombstone. Where are the Tombstones now? And the Young Frankensteins? They don't exist.
I love Tombstone. It's one of my favorite movies.
Oh, I know. I've seen it like 6 or 7 times. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, phone number is 775-884.
How
could I forget this frickin' phone number?
No, it's okay. I got you covered, man. We are in the 775. You got that part right.
Well, give us a call on that. We had a lot of calls about the live and local news that we do at 9 o'clock. Abortion already legal in Nevada, but the leading Democrat in the Nevada Senate wants to put it in the state constitution. Thursday night, State Senate Majority Leader Nicole Catanzaros and 40 other Democrat lawmakers introduced an amendment to do just that. And if it makes its way into the Nevada Constitution, abortion would have the state's highest level of protection. And it would be very difficult to rescind the amendment once it's in there, which would require an election and 2 legislative sessions to remove it. Now, if the amendment passes in this session, it would need to also pass in the 2025 session before it becomes a ballot question to be voted on in 2026. Nevada's current law already allows abortions up to 24 weeks of pregnancy, and even after that, if it threatens the life of the mom.
Right.
Democrats in the state legislature also want to expand Medicaid health care coverage to all Nevadans, including illegal immigrants. This is from State Senator Fabian Donate of South Nevada. He says his bill would end the, quote, worry about leaving the state to receive the care you need or wondering how you're going to pay for your medical bills because of the lack of health insurance coverage. Former Reno City Councilman Oscar Delgado, now head of the Community Health Alliance, spoke in support of the plan. Nevada Medicaid already provides health insurance to over 900,000 low-income individuals. California, of course, Oregon, and Washington already expanded their Medicaid programs to provide insurance for all undocumented children. And, of course, the undocumented adults would get the coverage in emergency rooms and such. And we had a comment about that. Email says hospitals and nursing homes get about 60 cents on the dollar in Medicaid reimbursement, underfunding them, which is true. Our hospitals locally are having a real financial headache right now, and hurting Care for All. Dental reimbursement is a joke for Medicaid. They can fix that by reducing Medicaid eligibility so that with the same dollars, it can fully pay for the people and the services that it does cover. Just a reminder, things are not free. You know, question comes up, who's going to pay for it? Here we go again. It's another try to get a lottery in Nevada. Assembly Resolution 5 was sent to committee yesterday. It's backed by the powerful Culinary Union, which rarely loses a fight. They have so many votes they can wrap up, especially in southern Nevada. Now, this would amend the state constitution, which currently bans lotteries except for those run by nonprofit groups. And the measure would have to pass in the 2025 legislative session and as a ballot question. And if it makes it through, the Nevada legislature would have the power to create and regulate lotteries. We send millions and millions and millions of dollars to California.
Right.
All our players in Nevada are supporting everything there in California where that money goes to.
Maybe we should do like a, maybe we should just call it a raffle instead of a lottery, and then we could get around it here in Nevada. And I say that just because, I mean, it is kind of the same thing if you think about it, like a 50-50 raffle where people put in money, and then there's eventually an amount of money that comes back to somebody. Right?
You know, I'm still puzzled why so many people play it, because the odds may not be great in casinos, but the odds are better in casinos than the Nevada lottery. What, are you a player?
No.
Okay.
I've never been. I can't stand putting more than $5 in a machine or.
Oh my gosh! When I first moved here in 78, I read all the books. I read the How to Play Craps and all this.
There's a picture of you in every casino. Don't let this guy in.
I really studied. I had a log book, and I wrote down my wins and losses. And after a whole year, I think I made maybe $26. And I thought, boy, that was a lot of work.
For nothing. Well, yeah. You know.
Part of the problem is John couldn't count cards.
Oh.
And it sounds like you do.
No,
the way
not
you
at
said
all.
That.
Oh, okay.
As if you admit it.
Well, I've never been in the tables and all that kind of stuff. Nothing I've ever done.
Counting really. Cards, too much math.
It is. But, you know, I've always said to people, you know, those people that win, like, let's say a $20,000, you know, jackpot or something like that, how many thousands did they put in to win it? Yeah. I mean, maybe 40,000, you know, so it's like that's.
But they never talk about that.
Yeah. Well, right, you know, because it's finally the payoff, you know. But I do know people that are just like, they'll go to a casino and in a week's time, they'll hit $3,000 or $4,000 things. And you're like,
if they do, they post it on their Facebook and everything like that. They certainly don't post on Facebook when they lose a bundle. That's for sure.
The one place they don't post it to is their IRS receipts. They try not to.
Also, speaking of the legislature, now the hunters are up in arms over some bills they see as a threat to Nevada's hunting sporting culture. There's Assembly Bill 70 that would introduce a $3 tag fee for either predator control or habitat restoration, whatever, it's $3 tag. And Assembly Bill 102 would end contests that promote the killing of coyotes and other animals for cash and prizes.
I would assume this is something tomorrow they're going to talk about in Nevada Backcountry with Henry Evans right here at 10 a.m. right
well,
here on the show.
A lot of hunters will say those contests reduce the predators of big game like elk and would hurt the hunting tourist economy, which is pretty big. And now the city of Reno has already outlawed animal killing contests, but there's no statewide ban on this. And this would be over coyotes. Especially,
we still have fishing tournaments. What about those poor fish?
Don't get them thinking on that.
All of a sudden, there's no more sushi restaurants.
It's like
in Reno.
A lot of these legislators just sit around and think, "What can I do? What can I add to the list of bills? The light bulb bill.
Some
I mean,
poor
things
indigenous
like
fish.
That. The you know, it's they say we should maybe our legislature should meet every year instead of every 2 years. No. Less is more.
Yeah, maybe.
We don't need any more
laws. Well, especially when you see what they're actually taking their time to do, you know, in some of the bills they are, you know, fighting. I don't know. It'd be nice next week if they called in again at 10 a.m. to talk to us, though.
The cause of last month's CARE flight crash has not yet been determined. In their latest report, the NTSB does say parts of the right wing fell almost a mile from the site of the wreckage, and that supports their first suspicion that the plane broke apart before falling to the ground. That crash killed all five aboard. The final report from the NTSB with a probable cause is expected within 2 years. Lawyers for the victims blame Guardian Flight's decision to fly instead of waiting for the winter storm to pass. And they say the patient, who is being flown to Salt Lake City for treatment, was not in a life-threatening condition.
That's unfortunate.
Still a lot of worry about buildings collapsing under the weight of snow. Mammoth Lakes put out an evacuation order for the buildings that might collapse. Several have caved in over the past few years. The evacuation order is for people who are in the buildings with broken rafters or warped roofs and walls to get out. An evacuation center has even been opened in the Mammoth Middle School gym. Don't know if you heard, but in South Lake Tahoe, they had to close supermarkets. I believe the Raley's at the Y, and it may have been Heavenly too. One, I think the roof did kind of get damaged. The other two look like it was very possible to happen. Now, when they shut down a supermarket for like a week, what did they do with all the food?
You know, I mean, they had a power outage down in Urington at the Raley's not too long back, and they basically had to throw away everything.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, everything that was...
Oh, I hate hearing about waste.
Freezer, yeah.
Like that. So, yeah, that's mainly... I'll leave out all the school violence. It's pretty depressing. I mean, 140 cases of violence that include 27 attacks on teachers and staff were handled by Washoe County School Police this school year alone. Outrageous. Really is.
It's ridiculous, man. I mean, you know, it's getting to the point where, you know, I've told officers even in recent times talking to them, like, you know, you couldn't pay me enough to do your job. You know, and a school teacher, that's, it's beginning to get kind of scary.
The Wooster High School fight last week, they finally came out with the numbers injured, 7 students and 1 police officer. And that's why you saw the ambulance outside there when that happened at Wooster High School. And now there were some teachers who went to Carson City to push for 2 new bills that would do away with restrictions on suspensions and expulsions, because there was a bill signed into law in 2019 that does not allow teachers or other staff to use discipline on students. What do they think was going to happen? So there's no retribution for beating up a teacher.
Yeah. That's not a head scratcher at all. So. Yeah. You know, it's like these people doing the robbery. It's everything since these dang BLM riots, man.
Well,
I'm sorry, but yeah, we are. We're pretty close.
So, folks, we're going to be back next Saturday morning, 9 to noon, John Potter with Jay Biggs. And don't forget the hunting show tomorrow on the same radio station. That's local, too.
That's right. Nevada Backcountry with Henry Evans. It happens each and every Sunday morning right here at 10 a.m. So make sure you join them tomorrow. And, of course, join us right back here next Saturday, 9 to noon, for the weekend right here with John and Jay on 99.1 FM Talk. And Smith and Mason Valley's 92.3. Hopefully everybody had a very safe St. Patrick's Day, and we will talk to you next week.